In the early goings of this podcast, we've made a point to discuss memorable performances. Riveting scoreless draws or suboptimal refereeing, but both memorable performances in their own right. And here we are in the 33rd minute of the final Group E match between Brazil and Serbia at the 2018 World Cup. The score is still knotted up, 0-0. Brazil are in decent shape. A win or a draw will send them through to the knockout round. But the legendary national team has yet to be at their best in this particular tournament. Brazil remain the only country to qualify and play in each iteration of the World Cup. But they're slow this tournament. They drew their first match against Switzerland and only managed to eke by Costa Rica with stoppage time goals the match prior. Even worse, their star man on the left flank, Neymar, had only found the back of the net once so far. Suffice to say, Brazil and the world had expected better performances from the young winger. Now, with the ball at his feet, Neymar is racing down the sideline, and there's a raucous crowd cheering him on. But a Serbian defender slides in to stop the assault. As the ball trickles forward, the defender's sliding foot collides with Neymar's shin, sending him flying to the turf in a crumpled... Well, now he's rolling. Rolling once. Twice. There's three times. Four. Five times. Rolling five times down the sideline. Talk about a performance. The droning reaction from the crowd had become commonplace for Neymar at the 2018 tournament. He had already made headlines for his theatrics during the previous match against Costa Rica, when, in the 78th minute, he received the ball just wide of goal.
In the face of a Douglas Costa move, and here now Neymar again, checks inside, oh, down he goes.
Arms outstretched, his body rigid, he fell straight to the turf. Neymar clamored for a penalty, and the referee delivered. If you tuned in last week, I'm sure you heard us talk about the introduction of video assistant referee at the 2018 tournament, and it paid off here. The referee ultimately decided to have the play reviewed, and the video team determined that Gonzalez had made no move to bring Neymar down in the box, overturning the penalty call. Flopping, diving, falling with style, whatever you want to call it, it's a part of the sport. Many fans would go on to say that it's a skill meant to be honed, and it plays a vital role in the game. But there are plenty of others who want it scrubbed from the sport entirely. And for the soccer curious or even the detractors, it can be a calling card of what's not to love about our beautiful game. So why do players do it? And why and to what degree should fans embrace it as part of the sport? We're hitting the turf and looking for answers on win, lose, or draw. In 2009, a study was conducted in Portsmouth, England, and it broke down the anatomy of a soccer dive into four key elements. There's a gap in time between contact and reaction, such as leaping to the ground moments following a tackle, or nursing a region not affected by the contact, like grabbing your face after getting tripped, or falling further than reasonably expected, which Neymar performed to a masterful degree. But perhaps the most recognizable for fans around the globe is that telltale archer's bow pose. You can see it in your head. Head tilted back, chest thrust forward, arms raised, and both legs lifted back up off the ground. The most unrealistic way in which a human would ever fall. And yet, the calls still come. And that, ultimately, is why players do it. Soccer dives result in calls from the referee, which results in scoring opportunities like free kicks and even penalty kicks, or man advantages when the referee starts dishing out the cards. So, there's a case to be made that it's a skill that all soccer players should master. In a do-or-die situation, wouldn't you do anything to give your team the advantage? In a tie game with moments of injury time remaining, a dive in the box could be the last opportunity to give your team the lead. But such a moment incites incendiary responses from fans, and not just of the opposing team. When it's not their player, soccer fans and non-fans are quick to lament the presence of the flop. March 2018. Universidad de Concepción is taking on the Chilean giants Colo-Colo in the Chilean Primera División, the country's top domestic league. Colo-Colo remains one of the nation's best soccer teams, winning the league 32 times and never being relegated from it. comparatively, Universidad de Concepción were only just returning to national prominence and boasted minimal silverware. On paper, the odds favored Colo-Colo today. But the game is not played on paper. It's the 84th minute, and Concepcion striker Sean Meneses is warding off an oncoming Oscar Apazo in the box. Near the touchline, Meneses cuts back inside, leaving Apazo stumbling behind him. The defender's leg pops up as he falls, grazing Meneses' shin. But Meneses hesitates, taking one more touch of the ball, and then contorting into the infamous archer's bow, hurtling toward the turf in simulated agony. The referee, Hector Llona, blew his whistle. Penalty. Fernando Martinez converted from the spot and sent the underdogs home with a win against the league's top team in the dying minutes of the match. Meneses had seen the opportunity to give his team the advantage late in the match, and he delivered. He did what it took to win. And he admitted it. After the match, Meneses remarked, "Apazo touched me, and one has to take advantage that in the area, strikers cannot be touched. I played with a little bit of vividness and let myself fall." The dive made international headlines, despite the Primera Division not being one of the world's most frequently watched leagues. Fans and pundits alike called it one of the most outrageous dives ever committed. Even ESPN picked it up. But Meneses was ultimately punished for his actions. Called before the league's refereeing review board, he was banned from the following two matches for his theatrics. But Colo-Colo were still burdened with a loss. As we've already learned, referees have the wildly challenging role of managing 22 players and maintaining rules within any given match, and that's difficult. Flops and dives aim to gain favor with the referee and take advantage of the limited time within which they have to make a decision and the limited ability to see everything that happens on the pitch. In fact, a 2011 study of 60 different matches in 10 different leagues found that players were three times as likely to receive a favorable call if they flopped or dove closer to the referee. Which makes sense. If a small trip occurs, you can bet that that player is going to over-dramatize the contact in an effort to have a foul called. Clutching one's ankle in agony is a lot harder to miss than a simple slip of the foot. Beyond that, flopping is almost twice as likely to occur in tense situations, when games are tied. Players are seeking to give their team the advantage. With that in mind, it's easy to see why players do it, and for fans to understand why it's a part of the game. The referee and their management of the game is a human being, and human beings can be influenced. There's absolutely no reason for a player to skip out on an opportunity to gain an advantage until that incentive is removed. Enter, once again, VAR. Video review, as it has already demonstrated in the 2018 World Cup, has the power to review potentially game-changing moments and determine the degree of contact or extent to which a foul has been committed. This is particularly influential when determining penalty kicks. It will only become more significant as VAR is adopted across the major leagues and the incentives for dives and flops in the box diminish. But what about free kicks, or yellow cards, even red cards? Players dive and writhe and fake fouls all around the pitch, don't they? Therein lies another large problem with the anti-flopping agenda. Soccer players are often unfairly burdened with the accusation of excessive flopping, or trying to sell injuries, particularly here in the United States. A lot of this derives itself from the fact that there's a prevalence of flopping in massively televised tournaments like the World Cup, and the degree to which star players with household names are guilty of it. Of the most fouled players at the 2018 World Cup, Neymar tops among them. They're typically names that are associated with diving and famous players. Cristiano Ronaldo, Paul Pogba, Eden Hazard, Kylian Mbappe. These well-known players bear the brunt of the fouls and are keen to sell them because of it. Teams go out of their way to game plan to out-physical players like them. They're going to beat them out of the game. So those players are going to make it worth their while. That said, there is absolutely a case to be made that these players are guilty of theatrics and over-dramatization, Neymar certainly being one of them. We can fault them for being bad actors or lacking integrity, but they're acting within their rights, particularly when they are the players that get fouled so frequently. Their fame and the frequency to which they occur in games watched by millions makes it very easy, and unfortunately so, for fans to attribute the sport with flopping, diving, and constant theatrics. But let's not kid ourselves. Flopping happens in almost every major sport. When there's an advantage to be had, players are going to capitalize. It's most frequently seen and criticized in the NBA, where stakes are admittedly far lower. A flop in the NBA may result in 2 free throws versus a game-deciding penalty kick. But to shun soccer for its use of the flop is to shun the NBA, the NFL, and even the MLB, when a player can fall to the ground when a pitch comes just a bit too inside. But times, they are a-changin'. The types of dives that casual fans complain about don't happen nearly as often in the major domestic leagues, and when they do, the players are frequently punished for it. Yellow cards and match bans are common responses to what referees deem to be simulation. We call it flopping. The introduction of VAR to these leagues like the Premier League will only further remove the incentive for players to embellish contact, and it'll scrub it from the game even further. It's easy to criticize players like Neymar, who, in his entire playing time at the 2018 World Cup, spent 12 minutes on the ground, either because he was fouled or feigning fouls. That's as long as an episode of this podcast. It's harder for casual fans to recognize the sheer physical toll of a 90-minute match, or the number of fouls that players like Neymar endure. There are no timeouts in soccer. Beyond that, teams are allotted 3 substitutions for the entire game. A fact unlike any other sport here in the United States. A little extra theatrics are worth the few moments allotted toward catching one's breath. Every sport has its faults. Baseball games can be monotonous drags of time, like pushing molasses up a sandy hill. Basketball games can degrade into late-game foul fests that turn 2 minutes of game time into 20 minutes of screen time. And football games last for an average of 3 hours and 12 minutes and boast only 11 minutes of actual gameplay. With that in mind, a few instances of dramatically falling with style in an effort to skew the game in a particular direction shouldn't write off a sport as a whole. Diving and flopping has a place in the game, and it gets out of hand. But if anything, it gives us fans something to complain about afterward, and the sport is working to make it better. Soccer and sports in general are human dramas. And soccer's got some real good actors. This episode was researched, written, and produced by me, Chris Singleman. Have a memorable dive you want to share? Do you hate the fact that it's in soccer? Reach out to us at the WLOD Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, you can reach us privately via email at thewlodshow@gmail.com. Like what you're hearing so far? Let us know. Subscribe and leave us a rating. More reviews help share this content with other podcast listeners just like you. We'll see you next time on Win, Lose, or Draw.